This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builders Supply. County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer. Dr. Bob, good morning.
Good morning to you.
So let's talk about Douglas County data first of all as we look at COVID-19. In the daily updates, continues to talk about the issue of assessing risk and also about the travel issue. Tell us more about what you're seeing there.
Well, we think travel is a huge risk in Douglas County. Douglas County has far less disease than the rest of the country. So as people visit from other areas of the country, they not unexpectedly bring disease to Douglas County. And more than half of our recent cases can be tracked back to out-of-state travel.
And how widespread is this in terms of, are we talking nearby states or are folks going all over the place?
So Alaska, California, Washington, Utah, Idaho, Arizona, Texas, Louisiana, Florida, and Michigan. So other than that.
Wow.
So it's lots of states.
And for people that have these summertime, you know, tendencies to travel, I know not traveling has been one that even emotionally has been pretty hard for a lot of folks.
Well, I think it's been very difficult for grandparents not to see their grandkids. I haven't seen our grandkids since this all started, and that is very difficult for grandparents. But there's a safe way to do it. The safe way to do it is to quarantine for 2 weeks before. And when we're retired, we do have some time to actually do that before we visit.
And what are you seeing as well as kind of an uptick of cases around the area, workplaces and things like that?
Yeah, we're beginning to see more workplace outbreaks. And that's not surprising. As the disease gets more widespread in the community, that you would start to see workplace outbreaks. So what we're seeing are three big areas: workplaces, parties, and households. Those are the three areas where this disease is spreading.
And for the state of Oregon, yesterday, Oregon Health Authority released the COVID-19 weekly report, and not only the number of cases, the test positivity rate, number of deaths, all on the rise last week.
Yeah, that is worrisome. And we're especially seeing huge outbreaks in Umatilla, Morrow, and Valier counties. And those are going to be really hard to control. Many of those are in either prisons or in food service factories. Really hard to control outbreaks in those areas.
I notice here one of them over in Boardman, which is a very small area, but between multiple facilities of one company, at least the way I read the data, they mentioned different locations. There was a total of 76 cases. That's a lot.
That is a lot of cases. You know, we've not had any outbreaks near that size here in Douglas County.
And also, the test positivity rate, that went from 5.1% to 6.4%. What's your thought there?
Well, the increasing test positivity rate is one of the most important things we follow. And it's important to follow because as that test positivity rate increases, it means we're having less and less control of the disease. You know, in Douglas County, we've been less than 1% for a long time. At the time, there were a few cases. And we've seen a bump over the last few weeks as we've had more cases. So of all the metrics I follow, test positivity is most impressive. However, I will tell you one of the barriers we've had is that the Veterans Administration refuses to report negative tests. And so it screws up the positivity rate. So if you want to call your congressman and tell them something, tell them to get the VA to report their negative tests.
Wow. And that factoring that in, that could make a difference.
That could clearly make a difference. You know, we're right on the cusp, and that could be a difference between school opening and school not opening. Because if they don't report their negative tests but only report their positive tests, it falsely inflates our positivity rate.
Yeah, because basically at that point from that source, it's saying 100% when that's not the case.
That is correct.
Wow. Also, hospitalizations up last week by about, by about 14 in Oregon. Does that kind of go in waves, or does that just mean that it hits some folks that were more vulnerable to getting it a little harder?
So most people who get the disease will either be asymptomatic or have mild disease, but a percentage, 10% or so of people get it, are sick enough that they need to be hospitalized, and the increase in hospitalizations goes along with the increase in cases.
I noticed yesterday from the state report, the highest incident of reported infection continues to be those between 20 and 29. I have an idea why, but I wanted to hear what your thoughts are.
We've also seen an increase in young people with disease, and it's because young people tend to be more social, they tend to be out a little bit more, and they tend to be sometimes a little less prudent in going to parties.
And talk about that summertime. I mean, I've heard about a lot of greatly scaled back weddings that, you know, folks originally were going to have, you know, a typical size crowd, 100 or more, and they end up doing it with, you know, five or six people, just family and maybe a couple close friends or something. Some of the dealing with this has been very tricky as well. But talk about what happens when folks don't do that.
Well, when folks don't do that, then you get numerous infected people. And because in weddings, we tend to be close. In weddings, we tend to be exuberant. Those are places they can spread. So if people do feel that they need to do their weddings, and weddings are clearly very important events, do it all outdoors, do lots of distancing. And if you do need to come within 6 feet, to be consider wearing a mask. These weddings can spread to so many people, and because they tend to be multi-jurisdictional, right? You just don't have people from Douglas County at your wedding, and now spreads it all over the state.
Well, boy, a lot of things to take a look at, a lot of things to consider. Other thoughts about coronavirus, or what about new things that are being learned about the virus?
Well, some of the new things that are out, which are great, is that the vaccine studies are making great progress, and we're now in phase 3 trials. So that's a good sign. That suggests that a vaccine is closer. I think there are also new therapeutics that are out, something called monoclonal antibodies, that are going to get final testing this week that look really quite good. So there are a number of things out there which are glimmers of hope, and we just want to keep the disease down so that we can reopen schools.
And let's talk about the schools, because right now, of course, we're just weeks away, and schools are coming out with different guidelines, but they all know that even a plan to partially reopen may end up changing between now and the beginning of September.
Right, so we would need to predict our case rate and our positivity rate. Except for 1 week, we met the guidelines. So, you know, we are hopeful that we can do this, but it's going to take everybody working together, really being careful about travel, really being careful about parties, so we can keep the rate down. We think that there's a pretty good likelihood that K-3 will open. A little less likely, I think, for the rest of the grades.
All right, County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer giving us an update. Dr. Bob, thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you for having me.
8:40 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.